Aaliyah ducked as a blade slashed at her eyes, shifting to one side at the same time and sweeping her own finely honed steel across her assailant's torso. It skidded off the bandit's boiled leather jerkin, and an ugly grin split his already ugly face. He growled in triumph, but the growl turned into a gurgle as Aaliyah backslashed his throat. The bandit fell to the ground, blood spilling out over the dusty road to pool with that of three of his fellows who'd been cut down before him, part of a pack of scruffy mountain brigands, hoping to catch stragglers travelling to the Imperial Festival off guard. Spinning around, Aaliyah parried the downward blow that would have split her head in two, threw off the blade, and smashed the pommel of her sword into her new opponent's face. This one, even uglier than the man she'd just killed. He howled in pain, nose shattering. Aaliyah ended his misery with a sidelong cut that nearly decapitated him. A yell to her right caught her attention. Callan. She turned to see a hulking bandit in a mismatch of stolen armor smash the blade of her fiancé aside with one brutal blow of an iron club, sending him sprawling onto his back with a kick to the stomach. The bandit raised his club with the intent of caving in Callan's skull, but Aaliyah covered the ground between them with a diving roll, rising to her knees between the two men and driving the point of her sword up into the underside of the bandit's chin. His club dropped to the ground, followed shortly by the would-be assassin. Before she could dislodge her sword from the dead man, another bandit, this one a wiry, feral-looking woman in leather pants and tunic, launched herself at Aaliyah with a shriek of fury, the promise of death in her eyes and in the blade that she swung in a vertical cut at Aaliyah's face. Her sword still embedded in the man's throat, Aaliyah grasped its hilt with both hands and pivoted, the movement jerking the corpse around like a grotesque puppet. The female bandit's blade bit deep into the thick leather scales of the man's spaulder, wedging itself. Aaliyah shoved the corpse with one foot, pulling her own blade free at the same time. The body fell on the woman, knocking her to the ground and tangling her in dead limbs. A quick thrust to the heart dispatched her. Aaliyah dropped into a low guard, glancing over her shoulder to make sure she hadn't missed any of the bandits. A half dozen or so bodies sprawled on the road, the coppery smell of blood mixing with the thicker stink of human waste. Then she turned to her fiancé, who was getting to his feet. There was no doubt that he was pleasing to look at. Callan was the Penton ideal of male beauty. Thick, dark, wavy hair the colour of dark, oily coffee beans. Light olive complexion. Oval hazel eyes framed by dark lashes and finely drawn brows. Now, however, his full lips were pressed together in a thin line.